always a pleasure to come and be amongst you. Sorry Terry isn't with me this morning. We couldn't get a morning pass from his wife, so because he's out with me this evening. So, but it's always a pleasure to come amongst you, always a pleasure to be with you. I'm going to read from Psalm 91, if you have your Bibles with you. Psalm 91. The theme this morning is, Who Are You in Christ? Psalm 91. Psalm 91. This is what it says in the Lord's Word. He who dwells in the shelter of the Most High will abide in the shadow of the Almighty. I will say to the Lord, my refuge and my fortress, my God, in whom I trust. For it is He who delivers you from the snare of the trapper and from the deadly pestilence. He will cover you with His pinions, and under His wings you may seek refuge. His faithfulness is a shield and a bulwark. You will not be afraid of the terror by night, or of the arrow that flies by the day, of the pestilence that stalks in the darkness, or the destruction that lays waste at noon. 1,000 may fall at your side, and then 10,000 at your right hand, but it shall not approach you. You will only look on with your eyes and see the recompense of the wicked. For you have made the Lord my refuge, even the Most High, your dwelling place. No evil will befall you, nor will any plague come near your tent. For He will give His angels charge concerning you, to guard you in all your ways. They will bear you up in their hands, that you do not strike your foot against a stone. You will tread upon the lion and the cobra, the young lion and the serpent you will trample down, because he loved me. Therefore I will deliver him. I will set him securely on high, because he has known my name. He will call upon me, and I will answer him. I will be with him in trouble. I will rescue and honor him. With a long life I will satisfy him, and let him see my salvation. Let's pray. Dear Lord, we would ask right now that you would come and you would speak to us. Dear Lord, if our hearts have grown cold to your word, that you would make them warm once again. If our ears have grown dull because your word no longer excites us, dear Lord, quicken us and enliven us, for dear Lord, we have a prayer. Give us this day our daily bread. And dear Lord, we ask you here this morning that you would speak to us. You would speak to us, dear Lord. Give us that daily bread, so that we, your people, might be fed, given succor and security. And dear Lord, if our hearts and minds and bodies are lackluster in your work and your love, we ask that you would send your Holy Spirit and he would enable us, dear Lord, to know what you would say. We ask all these things in Christ Jesus' name, and God's people said, Amen. I wonder who and what you are in Christ. I wonder who and what you are in Christ as a fellowship. I wonder who and what you are as Christ, as a church. I wonder if you saw what I saw perhaps when I came in this morning to this particular area because of the prayer that was taking place. What sort of relationship do you have with the one who loves you? I notice many churches at the moment, and really the only description I can give it is they're beating themselves up because they feel guilty in the work that they're doing for the Lord and the relationships that they have with one another. And what I try to tell them, especially within their prayer meeting, remember, you are the loved ones of God. You have been chosen. You have been selected. You have been saved. And if there's nothing else, that's worthy to praise our God. Really, everything else is a bonus. Everything else is a blessing. But do you desire to have blessing in your life? So who and what you are in Christ. Be encouraged, loved ones of God, for you are chosen. You are God's people. And he smiles upon you. But what is your relationship with him? How have you set it up? What is your life like? Is it that your life is full of fear and terror? Or do you feel and do you know that the Lord has provided his angels so that you will be released and that you will not come to harm? It says, he who dwells in the shelter of the Most High will abide in the shadow of the Almighty. I will say to the Lord, my refuge and my fortress, my God in whom I trust. I wonder what you trust in here this morning. What you're trusting. Perhaps it's your failing health, your money, sex, the TV, those whom are around you, those people who will say and pretend to give you everything and support you. Yet in reality, when you have nothing to give them, and because perhaps you lose that particular thing about you that they're attracted to, that they'll turn away from you when trouble comes. Yet God, our God, the Lord Jesus Christ, he's your shelter. He will not let you down. He is your protection. He is your refuge. He is your fortress. And you can trust him. You know, without him, without God in our lives, what hope do we have? Without God, are we not in fear? We struggle. We know pain. We have loneliness. We have suffering. Perhaps sometimes, if we come to know the Lord Jesus Christ, we have some of these things enter our life, but we have then a steadfastness about us. We have a joy and a purpose, for we know that we are saved and we have an eternity in heaven rather than the fear and desperation of hell that is in our lives. And that is the gift that we have been given by Christ. And that is the given gift that should be in your heart, that provides you with joy, that you can tell others that they no longer have to be in fear. There is an eternity. There is a blessing awaiting for them. Do you have that excitement and joy in your hearts? See, the Lord Jesus Christ enables us to weather the storms. He strengthens us. He provides wisdom and blessing for our lives. He enables us to run to him with arms open wide, just as he has his arms open wide for us. We know that we are not on our own, and the enemy is kept from our door. The enemy may knock, but the enemy is kept from our door. For it is he who delivers you from the snare of the trapper and from the deadly pestilence. He will cover you with his pinions, and under his wings you may seek refuge. His faithfulness is a shield and bulwark. If you're wondering what I did, what some of these words mean, pinions means feathers. A bulwark is a fortification. Our God says, come to me and I will deliver and protect you. Are you pressed on all sides? Perhaps that's how you feel your life is. Now God says, I will deliver you. If you're suffering and all seems lost, he says, I will deliver you. If someone tries to capture you in their snare of offense, and you know once you're trapped there, they will do the same thing to you again and again and destroy your life and try to help you destroy yourself. He, our God, will deliver you. Do you feel that people have fed you with lies and nonsense so that you no longer know what the truth is? Our God will deliver you. Our God, you see, is here to protect you, just as a hen protects its chicks. You'll be given truth. You are behind a shield, a fortress, that he is building around you. For you are the righteousness of God. You are God's chosen. You are blessed of God. You are God's blessing in this world. And you're able to say on your lips, I wonder if you can say it this morning in your lives, I am the righteousness of God because he has chosen me and I am blessed by him. Reading goes on to say, you will not be afraid of the terror by night or of the arrow that flies by day, of the pestilence that stalks in the darkness, or of the destruction that lays waste at noon. 1,000 may fall at your side and 10,000 at your right hand, but it shall not approach you. You will only look on with your eyes and see the recompense of the wicked. Now, some of you may still be like this, I don't know, but when I was little, I say little, probably up to the time I was 17, I was always terrified of the dark. And most of that was egged on. I know she's not here to defend herself, but my sister, she used to terrify me of what would happen in the dark. I used to go and stay away with my gran and grandmother, and they had a whole house, used to creak. And my sister said, what's that coming up the stairs? And I would be petrified, absolutely petrified. Absolutely petrified. Loved ones of God, do you have terror in your hearts this morning? Do you look perhaps around you, those ones you saw who were strong and powerful and seem to be falling and failing, and does that make you afraid? Do you have loved ones and you wonder what will become of them, and that terror is inside of your heart, that fear? This morning I would ask you, loved ones of God, that terror or that fear comes into your life, look upon him, recognize your position in him, come to him, keep your eyes fixed upon Jesus. You see, nothing will strike you down. Others may fall, but you will be able to stand strong and tall and say, look at what the Lord is doing. Look what he does for me. Look what and how I can do for him. And because of that, what God can do for you. My eyes are fixed upon him. I will not flinch. I will not turn away, for he blesses me. I know his love for me. He keeps the terror of the night out from my heart and away from me, and he keeps the world from destroying me. Christ came so his people could look upon his face through the power of his Holy Spirit. And know that they would be maintained and have power so they could stand, so they could be steadfast and have faith and trust in a God who loves us, who cares for us, who provides, who enables, who sacrifices, so his children can be free. I know I've asked you this before, but are you free this morning? Do you know the freedom in Christ? The freedom in his love and his care for you? Is that a joy in your heart? Do you feel that with a passion so others would know? And because of that, then, do you recognize the purpose in your life? If you do not, then come to him. Do you know his love? If you do not know his love, then come to him. Do you feel that you're not at home? Then come to him. Are you powerless? Then come to him. Do you lack faith and trust? Then come to him. Our reading goes on. For you have made the Lord my refuge, even the Most High your dwelling place. No evil will befall you, nor will any plague come near your tent. For he will give you his angels charge concerning you to guard you in all your ways. They will bear you with their hands that you do not strike your foot against a stone. You know, the world today would like to tell us there's no evil. They would like to tell us that God does not exist. Well, that's their belief. And I'm sure that you, as God's people, have come across places and people where God abounds. It's like you and this church. God abounds here. And you are such a blessing. You perhaps don't feel like it most of the time, but you are a great blessing. But I'm also sure that you've come and gone to other places where evil broods and evil is done. and those who inhabit it seek to destroy. You see, the devil with his lies would like to tear our worlds apart. God knows that. Christ came into the world to offer you salvation, to give you a way to follow. So rather than being torn apart, that you would be made whole. And rather than being fear and terrified, especially what the next day would bring, you can be confident and full of purpose and bring glory to God with your head held up high rather than looking in the dirt. We're told that we are to be a humble people. But most people change that word humble to be said to be weak and powerless. That isn't what our God is all about. You are and should be in Christ. You should have His qualities in your life. You should come to know Him. And if you know Him, then these blessings should ooze out of your life. If you are a Christian, and these blessings elude you, then have you given everything to the one who loves you? You know, we have an old song, don't we? Trust and obey, for there's no other way to be happy in Jesus. Some of you know it. But because of the way the world has taught us and treated us, we don't trust, do we? And then we get angry about obeying, for we're told to obey certain things that we know that are wrong. And if we obey, it means giving something up. The world, you see, is right. The world is right. For us to trust and obey Christ, we have to give things up. And these things are hate and fear, anger, hurt, loneliness, powerlessness, prejudice, lies, addictions. If you have to trust and obey, then those things have to go from out of our lives. Have to go out from our lives. And I wonder if the world understands that. And perhaps then we wouldn't perhaps be made to think that we're giving the good things up. Because really we're giving up the bad things. For when Christ crashes into our lives with His power and His love, those things gradually leave our lives. Trust and obey Christ. Why resist a God who provides these blessings into your life? Why hesitate? Why not run to Him and allow Him to cover you with the kisses of His promises, that His wings would come over you and keep you safe and secure as He builds a fortress around you? For when God is with you, who on earth can be against you? Who in all of this universe can stand before you? Reading continues. You will tread upon the lion and cobra, the young lion and serpent. You will trample down because he has loved me. Therefore I will deliver him. I will set him securely on high because he has known my name. He will call upon me and I will answer him. I will be with him in trouble. I will rescue him and honor him. With a long life, I will satisfy him and let him see my salvation. You know, on times we believe we are powerless. We believe that we have nothing. We fear that we cannot have any impact upon our society, our families, and those who oppose us. Yet this isn't what God tells us. He shows us through his word that if Christ is amongst us, if Christ and his spirit is with us, if he has his way, then you, loved one of God, are a force to be reckoned with. And nothing can stand in your way if you know him and have his power in your life. But do you have that inside of you? Do you love God, or is he just a convenience for you? The reading tells us you will tread upon the lion and the cobra, the young lion and the serpent you will trample down because he has loved me. Therefore, I will deliver him. Do you this morning love him truly, forcefully, with a passion and meaning and understanding for what he has done for you? Many profess they love God, but in fact, they love themselves. Many people profess of showing a love to God. Look how much I give. Look at what I'm involved with. But really, do their hearts sing with a love for him? Seldom those who don't love God. They seldom have tears of joy when they see people coming to know him for the first time. And they try to tear down what God is building up amongst his people. But if you know God and you love him, he will deliver and he will answer your whispered prayers. This day, do you know the one? Do you understand the one? Is he in your life? Are you safe and secure? Are you overshadowed by God's opinions? And is he in your life so you have gained all things? You see, our God desires to bless you. He is in pursuit of you. Are you going to run towards him with your arms open wide this day so that you would be blessed by a great and awesome God? Or instead of that, you're going to be locked up in the dark, fearful and oppressed. And because of your attitudes, always keep away the one who loves you. This day be delivered. This day be free. This day draw close to him. This day know your purpose. This day be saved. This day be the righteous of God and allow Christ to have his dominion amongst you. Let's pray. Dear Lord, I pray for your people this morning and ask that you would bless them and encourage them. Dear Lord, we're about to come around a time of communion, dear Lord, where we will share in your sacrifice, this meal that you have prepared before you die. Dear Lord, bless and encourage your people and say, come to me, my people. Come and receive your forgiveness. Come and be blessed. Loved ones of God, do you have that unforgiveness in your hearts? Perhaps you have anger. Perhaps you want your own way and you're frustrated and cannot find a way through. Perhaps you're frustrated with God. God's saying, come, share with me. Be blessed by me. Let's spend a few moments of quiet so that he can minister to you before we share around his table.